Proclamation number 5560 of 19th of December, 1952. Compulsory state. Free will decision. Through endless times you moved in a bound state. You were deprived of all freedom of will. You were subject to divine law and had to act as God wanted, as it had to happen according to natural law in order to comply with His plan of eternity. You are not free. Because your soul was bound in its individual substances in the works of creation, the whole of creation is, so to speak, the shackle which held your soul captive. The whole of creation is the bound spiritual substance which is still in God opposing will and therefore cannot expect freedom until it itself weakens in this resistance against God. But one day the time will have come for all bound spiritual beings when they will no longer be in a state of compulsion, when they will be granted a certain degree of freedom, when they will be able to think, want and act as self-conscious individual beings without being prevented from doing so. One day the time will have come when they will have regained free will and can now use this free will without hindrance. But then there is a great danger that free will be used wrongly. That resistance against God will rise up in the being again so strongly that it will turn away from God again instead of striving towards Him. The walk and bound will through the whole of creation was a consequence of turning away from God. It was a consequence of the resistance once given to God. But once this course is finished, and then freedom of will is given to the being again, because it is to prove the abandonment of its resistance against God freely out of itself in order to then be able to approach unimagined beatitudes. But if the freedom of will is abused, if a turning away from God is carried out again or the resistance is maintained, then there is only one way out for this being: to walk through creation again in a state of compulsion, so that the resistance will finally be broken. Every being has to give up its free decision of will once, namely in the stage as a human being, since it is endowed with intellect and, through God's great love, is also given the knowledge of what the rightly directed will consists of. If it fails during this time of earthly life, God will nevertheless not abandon the spiritual being. Yet since he cannot compulsorily direct it according to his will, since he cannot compulsorily guide the being back to perfection because this contradicts his law of eternal order, because something that is divine and should become divine again can never be thought of without free will, again and again he creates new opportunities for it to reach its aim, yet always within the framework of legality, which also includes a repetitive course through creation which keeps the beingness bound until its resistance decreases, which will certainly be achieved because God's adversary is deprived of that influence on the bound beingness. He has no power over the spiritual, which is bound in creation, and that is why it also ascends with certainty. But a free decision of will requires that the opposing power can also influence the being, and that is why in earthly life the human being is exposed to afflictions from his side. But at the same time great means of grace are at his disposal so that he can truly make a right decision. Hence every person bears full responsibility for his will, for God does everything in His love to make the decision easy for him. He will also be given knowledge about his earthly task, certainly in different ways but always in such a way that he can take a stand on it himself. 19th of the 12th, 1952. He can think about it, but he can also refrain from it. But then he cannot excuse himself with not having known anything about his earthly task, for only the slightest desire for it will be granted to him. The human being will never be deprived of something which can contribute to a favorable decision of will, but neither will he ever be coerced. After the infinitely long course before in the state of compulsion, the time of earthly life can be called exceedingly short, and yet it is enough for the human being to be able to decide in the right direction, to return to God, whom he now recognizes as his Father of eternity, or to sink back and turn to God's adversary again of his own free will. And for the latter it is still a mercy if he is called away prematurely so that God's adversary does not completely take control of him. Then the soul can still come to realization in the beyond and free itself from the shackles of this power through God's great love and mercy. But anyone who still does not accept the redeeming help and sinks ever deeper will have his will bound again and will have to take the renewed path through creation, and this will continue until the soul finally takes the right path, until it once decides in free will as a human being for the Father of eternity from whom it once took its origin. Amen.